Psalms chapter 40. The joy that flowed from the resurrection after experiencing the horrible pit of death in the tomb is the expression of the first two verses, the testimony of his new song in verses 3 through 5. The rest is a retrospective reflection, followed by the words of the obedient servant who offers himself as a pure and acceptable sacrifice. Would David imagine that one of his descendants would one day take his words to disqualify the multitude of animal sacrifices offered throughout history and place his own body as a sacrifice for the sin of the world? Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Then I said, "Here I am, I have come. It is written about me in the scroll." With a calm voice and a firm pace, he would begin a path that would lead him to the cross. The passage also illustrates the experience of those who have hit bottom and through repentance and faith have experienced the transforming power of God who comes to their aid. Of the filth and uncertainty of the mud and the swamp to the height and safety of the rock is a testimony of many who with a sense of urgency and almost desperation have cried, "But as for me, I am poor and needy. May the Lord think of me. You are my help and my deliverer. You are my God. Do not delay." These words mark the end of the psalm, but not the end of the mercy or patience of God. There is still time for you.